Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart. And Andy, the Patriots clinched the division. They also earn a playoff spot with the Miami loss, but they still take care of things on the road with a win over the Ravens. But how important, though, is this matchup right here at home against the Buffalo Bills?
Well, they still have a lot to play for.
Right.
You know, coming off, I think, their best game of the season, maybe their best road game in a few years, they can still clinch even the number one seed, depending on what happens with Denver, but certainly that bye. And when you look back, I know we talk a lot about, well, wild card teams can get hot, and we've seen a lot of 5-6 seeds go to the Super Bowl. If you look back at the playoffs format since 1990, at least one bye team has played in the Super Bowl every single year. So it still improves your chances to get that bye, especially this team with the injuries. They could use that week off.
It's unbelievable. They're the number two seed right now, but the fact that they could still get that number one seed with the Broncos loss this week is pretty remarkable. But it didn't come. The win in Baltimore did not come without some costly injuries. We saw Shane Vereen go out in the first half and didn't come back in the second half. Devin McCourty dealing with a head injury. We'll know more on that this week. But, you know, how much will the offense change if Shane Vereen doesn't play this week? I don't want to assume anything, but it changed a little bit, I think.
It did, and I think you saw that it was Julian Edelman and not a lot else. You know,
right.
Danny Amendola had a couple catches, but Edelman, the only guy who had more than two receptions in the game, had seven catches, 77 yards, through that key pass interference call early in the game. And then it was the running game. It was sort of the committee backfield with Blunt and Ridley splitting the carries, and I thought they did a really nice job. 76 yards for Blunt, season high. But I think that you're limited in weapons. And you even look at some of the personnel packages. You had some lineups where James Devlin is lined up out wide as your fullback, H-back, tight end type. So I think, you know, in terms of playmakers, when you're without Vereen and given all the other injuries and Dobson trying to work his way back in, you're limited in the number of playmakers you have.
Well, I tell you what, I think people might be underestimating the Buffalo Bills this weekend, but they're going to be fighting out here. The Patriots are going to be pretty banged up. There's going to be a lot on the line still, I think, Sunday when the Buffalo Bills come to town.
And the Bills, I think, you know, when you're that underdog in the finale, you're not going to the postseason,
right.
A, you're looking for momentum heading into the next year, but B, you're looking to ruin somebody else's finale. And the Patriots
right.
are playing for, as you said, either the one or the two seed potentially. You could knock them out of that. All of a sudden, they have to play on wild card weekend. And the Bills have talent.
Right.
You know, you look at
saw that on Sunday.
Yeah, certainly. They did something that the Patriots couldn't do. They pretty much dominated the Dolphins.
Right.
They have a good pass rush. They have a good backfield with a couple running backs. You know, if they get Manuel back, Johnson back, who were out last week, they can make some plays in the passing game. So, I think Doug Marrone's team wants to head into that first offseason with some momentum.
Right. Well, they could do that, but let's hope that's not the case on Sunday. Happy holidays from Andy and myself. Hope you're enjoying this.
Enjoy those Christmas cookies, the best part of the holidays.
Of course. Andy loves cookies. That'll do it for Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.